every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means? Tonight is Dynamite, and by God, we got 5 matches announced for the show. So we're going to go over the lineup for the show here tonight. Includes a bunch of Blood and Guts Advantage Battle Series matches. What does that mean? Well, we'll tell you about it here today on the show. Also got a Collision lineup because the same thing's going to be happening, plus SmackDown on Friday. Last night was NXT. They're building up to 2 weeks of NXT Gold Rush. And we'll tell you what's going to be happening on those shows. A lot of big shows coming up. Got updates on Drew McIntyre's contract. A bunch of injuries to talk about in both New Japan and AEW. WWE, we'll talk about what's going on with Ridge Holland. He did a social media post a couple of days ago, update on his situation. Tony Schiavone did an interview talking about this Hangman Page Halloween gimmick they did last week on the show. We'll tell you what he had to say about that. Marco Stunt, he's still working in this business, this little creep. We've also got Collision and SmackDown numbers. They finally did it. SmackDown finally dropped below a million viewers on the USA Network. We'll tell you what happened there. We've also got the World Tag League, which hopefully will be better than the Super Junior Tag League. We have John Cena's retirement, and who doesn't think he's actually going to retire? And, of course, the NXT TV report and so much more. If you want to text Filthy Tom Lawler and I, well, today's your lucky day. 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram. Cameo. Get your Cameo today, everybody. And at Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
At Bank of America, we asked our teammates, what makes this company a great place to work?
There's very little that you can't accomplish working for Bank of America.
If you prove yourself, you can try over in a totally new way.
You can learn so much here. You're the owner of your career.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. What's going on, Tom?
Same old, same old.
Cool.
Yeah.
Man, that's really exciting.
Well, yeah,
all right.
I'm not here to... You know,
banter.
Stuff up. I'm here to report.
All
news.
We do is banter on this show, and we can banter about tonight's Dynamite. So there are six matches announced for the show, because we now have a bunch of Blood and Guts Advantage Series matches. There are six of them coming up in the next couple days. Yes, what? So I thought the same thing, because I thought you only need one Advantage match, because the winner of the Advantage match. But no, it can never be simple with Tony Khan. So here's what they're doing. Tony Khan has announced a Blood and Guts Advantage battle for the go-home editions of Dynamite and Collision. Blood and Guts is next week on television. There will be two best of three series taking place to determine which teams have the advantage in both the men's and women's Blood and Guts matches. So basically, there are going to be three Blood and Guts matches. Actually, there will only officially be two. The third is if needed. There will be three Blood and Guts matches, best of three. Whichever team wins two of the three gets the advantage next week. Hey, we get matches on television.
What are the matches?
It's really quite simple, said Mike Tenay. All right, so tonight we have got, for the Women's Blood and Guts Advantage Battle Series Match 1, Megan Bain and Queen Aminata. For the Women's Blood and Guts Advantage Battle Series Match 2, Jamie Hayter and Sky Blue. For the Men's Blood and Guts Advantage Battle Series Match 1, Orange Cassidy and Claudio. Men's Blood and Guts Advantage Battle Series Match 2, Darby Allin versus Daniel Garcia. Then on Collision, and I guess really these are both just if necessary, we have Roderick Strong versus Jon Moxley in the Men's Blood and Guts Advantage Series Match 3. And we have got Harley Cameron and Tekla in the Women's Blood and Guts Advantage Series Match 3. So it sounds to me like the Jon Moxley's team will have the advantage in Blood and Guts, and Tekla's team will have the advantage in the Women's Blood and Guts.
They should just do clean sweeps.
Not that, everybody.
2-0 for the women, 2-0
and then just
for
cancel Collision? Well, we got no matches for the show, so.
Well, that would be on par with virtually every other wrestling show that's ever on television, where you just go in with a bunch of empty time and seemingly hope the talent book themselves into matches throughout the night.
So then we've got the Mercedes Moné and Athena versus Babes of Wrath, women's tag team title first round. And we've also got Hangman, Hook, Eddie Kingston versus Samoa Joe, Shibata, and Powerhouse Hobbs. My money is on Hook submitting Shibata. You hear me, everybody? So my money is on.
Do I need to contact IC360, the betting integrity partner?
Hey.
And see if this is on the
up and up. See if the odds swing? I don't have any inside information. My inside information is 99% of the time when it comes to who's winning matches in WWE. Actually, it's about 100% of the time in WWE and AEW. It's just, I know how these people book. A leopard doesn't change its spots. That's my prediction. So that's the show. And Tony Schiavone did an interview, which I thought was funny. He was basically talking about this Hangman Page deal. And I don't know if this is because Hangman came up with the idea, but Schiavone says Hangman had talked to me about this for a couple of weeks. And I was like, sure, whatever you want to do, it's fine. To be honest with you, I wasn't sure what date was going to happen. He talked about it for a couple of weeks, and all of a sudden it hit me. Of course, the Halloween edition. So it sounds like this was Hangman's idea. And he talked Tony into it. And Tony said that he and Paige worked on handing off the tie and the jacket, but he objected to the padding added to Paige's midsection, saying, I don't think I'm that fat. Then he was saying, I need to watch you walk to see how you walk. And I was walking backstage, he was watching me. Then he would start walking. I said, you walk like an old man. I don't walk like an old man. And I thought, well, I am an old man. Maybe I do. So it happened. We had a lot of people help us out. So he said he was very skeptical about it, but it worked out. He pulled it off. Congratulations for that. The fans popped. It ended up being pretty cool. So it sounds like, you know, they were in cahoots in real life and in storyline. So that Tony Schiavone better watch out on Dynamite this week, because Samoa Joe's coming to get him. That's what I think.
Yeah, I'd say that worked out pretty well. One of my favorite angles of the year.
Yeah. So you weren't spoiled watching it?
Spoiled, no.
You hear about it in advance?
No. What?
What do you mean, what? Did you know it was going to happen before you watched it?
No.
Okay, I did. That's why I brought it up.
Oh.
I had it spoiled like 2 minutes before it happened. Couldn't have been at a worse time, but such is life. Drew McIntyre, according to Fightful, is re-signed. I think we've known that for a while. Probably going to remain until at least WrestleMania 2028. Recently, former WWE writer Vince Russo invited McIntyre to work for Juggalo Championship Wrestling when his deal expires. However, it says here, that doesn't seem to be the case for a long time. According to the report,
he would have to rip the title off of Matt Cardona, the current Juggalo Championship Wrestling champion.
Is he really?
Yes.
Wow. So that means the linear champion, who just beat, someone just beat Cardona in,
well, he just
on NXT.
He just won it.
Oh, he like did? Okay.
Friday or something.
Oh, I see. All right. According to this report, Drew McIntyre opened up about how he wanted to work Juggalo Championship Wrestling during his indie days, but it never ended up happening. So I guess Russo thought, well, maybe he'll leave WWE and come to work for the Juggalos.
That's wild, because you know who has main evented a Juggalo Championship Wrestling event?
Let JCW, me guess.
Bloody Mania.
You?
Me.
Wow.
Yeah.
You headlined Bloody Mania?
Explode, yes.
A guy who never cut himself, ever?
Exploding barbed wire steel cage match.
Wow.
Filthy Tom versus Matt Justice versus Josh Bishop versus Joey Janela.
Did you have to use the real barbed wire or the gimmick stuff?
Oh, it was real, baby.
Man.
There was so much glass and barf and sweat.
Excuse
and whatever
me, there was
else.
Barf in the ring?
You ever been to one of these shows, brother?
Well, yeah, but usually the barf doesn't make it to the ring.
You seen some of the people work? these shows, brother.
All right. Got a bunch of injuries to talk about. Ishii is injured. New Japan announced on Wednesday, on October 22nd, at an AEW event in San Antonio, Texas, it said, Ishii sustained a dislocated right shoulder. He will miss action on forthcoming events, with his return to be determined. We apologize to fans who are looking forward to see him wrestle. Appreciate your understanding. New Japan fans join in wishing him a full and fast recovery. So what was the match? Wrestled three matches in AEW in October. On October 22nd at an AEW event. So what show was that? Was that the John Moxley?
Pac. Was the last match he wrestled, remember?
October 7th. Wrestled three matches. Probably Pac, yeah. Might have been the Pac match. I'm trying to remember what happened in that match. Thing is, like, Ishii is so great at selling that whenever he sells an injury, I presume he's just working. But apparently this time he really dislocated his shoulder.
Yeah, remember Pac won with a clothesline? And
yeah.
People were like, that's weird.
I'm trying to remember
maybe
what
that's
happened.
That's why.
All right, I'll look this up during the break and see if there's anything that was weird. But anyway, he's out of action. And also Brian Cage announced that after trying to avoid surgery and rehab, as it turns out, he is going to need surgery on his right knee. He was trying therapy, Motilite, stem cells, peptides. Nothing worked, so he's going to need surgery. He's going to be out a while. And once he gets back, he'll be back on track and a better version of himself. And I can't figure out what's going on with El Clone. People have said he's injured, but I can't find any confirmation that he's
ironic,
injured.
Ironic, wouldn't it?
It sure would. We'll talk about this after the break, Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, this is Shee is a freaking maniac. Oh, my God. So I didn't watch the entire match, but I found the highlights that AEW put up. And they do a spot.
Who? Who does a spot?
Pac and a Shee.
Okay, well, we did off the air.
Okay, so Pac and Ishii were wrestling. This is on the October 25th episode of Collision. And I'm pretty sure this is where it happened because the spot begins with Ishii just absolutely chopping the heck out of him with his right arm. Seems totally fine. He gets whipped into the buckle, and he comes out of the buckle, and Ishii hits a shoulder tackle. But it's like a flying shoulder tackle. And so he ends up landing on his own right shoulder. And then he grabs his shoulder. And if you watch like all of the clips after that, he's like protecting his shoulder and everything like that. But he still wrestled for like minutes afterwards. He did the giant superplex with the dislocated shoulder. He did the, and you could see like he's grabbing his shoulder for all of the covers and everything like that. So I don't know how long they went after that shoulder tackle, but like I think they did their entire match. So I don't think they went to the finish with that lariat as like something different. Like Pac is hitting him with Germans and tombstones, and I mean that guy's a maniac. It looks like he hurt himself. He did a flying shoulder tackle and landed on his own shoulder and apparently dislocated it. So holy smokes! It's always something like it's always something just that you wouldn't expect.
I remember coming home from drinking one night out in, gosh, where were we? I don't know. Nagoya, Japan, somewhere like that. And it's like 1 a.m. I walk in the lobby of the hotel. It's pitch dark. And then all of a sudden, I see two white eyes. And I look over, and it's Ishii. Just sitting by himself, hands on his knees at 2 a.m. in the pitch dark of this hotel. I swear to you.
What was he doing?
Just sitting there by himself.
That's weird. Why didn't he go to bed? Did you talk to him?
Well, yeah. What was I going to say?
Hi, I'm Filthy Tom Lawler,
he
professional
knows who I
wrestler.
Am, doofus.
Okay. Well, you should have talked to him. You should have said, what's going on, brother? Why are you sitting here alone?
We don't speak the same language.
I'm sure he can say something. You could say, like, how are you?
Yeah, he's going to go, me, Big Tom.
Okay, get
you,
out.
You, Tom.
All right. Ridge Hollenfield's hung out to dry. 37-year-old was informed last month his contract was not going to be renewed when it expired on November 14th. This comes after he suffered a foot injury. He's expected out of action for 7 months. He wrote on Tuesday, never thought I'd not be able to pay my mortgage. Feel like I've been hung out to dry after getting injured working for another company on behalf of WWE. Added that my contract not being renewed, knowing that I wouldn't be able to wrestle for 7 months. This is brutal. Yes, they are taking care of the surgery and physical therapy, but let's be honest, that's a bare minimum after what we sacrificed for the company. Plus the possibility of having to get my neck fused too. Talk about getting totally effed. And that was his whole post. So he's not happy with how things are going. And he's still got probably 6 months before he can return.
Yeah. Sucks being injured. Not being able to wrestle. Not having somebody pay all your bills.
That is happening to you, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the commentary. Marco Stunt has a new role in wrestling. He is joining Memphis Wrestling as a full-time on-screen performer. Doesn't say if he's going to be wrestling.
They're going to have to lower the camera angle.
Because I thought he largely retired from wrestling. Buddy is going to be working backstage and also on screen. He is currently a car salesman at Homer Skelton Ford in Mississippi, if you want to buy a car and you're in the area. And we'll see what he does. You know who's never wrestled for Memphis Wrestling?
You?
Myself. I would not mind beating his ass one more time if he's got it in him. As long as his idiot father isn't there. That guy. Collision did poorly, as did SmackDown. Collision, 217,000 viewers, and a 0.03. A 0.03. That is 25% lower than a week ago, and it is the lowest rating Collision has ever done, regardless of date or time slot. So when they aired it like 2 in the afternoon those few times, 0.03. They had Game 7 of the World Series as competition, which did 24.8 million viewers and a 5.85 in 18 to 49. Remember when they said nobody watched TV anymore? Then these numbers come along. So,
dude, that I was at my daughter's gymnastics meet on Saturday night while that game was going on, and there were so many people just on their phones, head down, watching that Dodgers.
Toronto Blue Jays.
The Dodgers Toronto Blue Jays game, not watching their own children on the beam and floor exercise and everything else. It was wild. So I believe that that thing did some huge, huge number.
Well, it did, as I just noted. So the Saturday game did 24.8 million viewers and a 5.85. The Friday game, which went head-to-head with SmackDown, 17.4 million viewers on Fox alone. That's not counting all of the other platforms. 3.28 in 18 to 49. And, of course, SmackDown was going head-to-head not only with that game but also Halloween. And so for the first time in history, SmackDown drew under a million viewers on the USA Network. 933,000 viewers and a 0.20 in 18 to 49. The lowest rating the show has ever done on the USA Network. And aside from New Year's Eve 2020, the lowest rating SmackDown has ever done on any network. So it's a bad weekend for WWE, because that show did like 4,000. It did a horrible number. But then Monday came along, and they were all sold out again with a wild crowd. So I know Lenny wants to jump on the doom of WWE, but don't be a mark, brother. It was one day. One day. New Japan has announced the teams for the 2025 World Tag League. Hopefully this is better than the Junior Tag League. Are you ready for this?
I mean, sure. I looked at the lineups earlier, so I'm prepared. Lay it on me.
Block A has Goto and Yoshihashi, who won the tournament in 2021, 2022, and 2023.
Bishamon.
Oleg Bolton, or as I like to call him, Bolton Oleg, against Toru Yano. And Toru Yano.
He's facing him and...
No, yeah, well, yeah.
Kind of.
Bolton Oleg and Toru Yano are a team. Yotasuji and Gabe Kidd.
It is a struggle.
Evil and Don Fale. Taichi and Satoshi Kojima. Desperado and Shuji Ishikawa. Shingo...
Okay, that's the one. That's the one people should be talking about. El Desperado and Shuji Ishikawa.
Yep.
Do you know who Shuji Ishikawa is? Do you have any clue?
No.
He's like a 6'5", 300-pound indie worker who's a monster. He was, I mean, I say indie worker, but he's been like, probably been All Japan crown, triple crown champion. He is awesome.
Then we've got Shingo and Drilla Maloney and Yujiro Takahashi and Chase Owens. And then for Block B, we've got Oscar and Yuto Ice, who are the tag team champions. Zack Sabre Jr. and Ryohei Oiwa. Monster Sauce, who's Lance Archer and Alex Zane. We got Hiroshi Tanahashi and El Fantasmo. Shota Umino and Yuya Uemura. David Finlay and Hiromu. And Great O'Conn and Callum Newman and Ren Narita and Sonata.
Okay, Brian.
So hold on a second. Don't the winners get a tag team championship match, likely at the Dome?
Yeah, but they do this every year where it's just random. Even though you have a title match coming up, you're still in the thing.
Brian, what I need is Tanahashi working two matches at the Dome. Yes.
Shuji Ishikawa, former Triple Crown heavyweight champion, former All Japan World Tag Team champion, winner of the Champions Carnival, two-time World's Strongest Tag Determination League champion with Suwama. He's a former GHC Openweight Hardcore champion, former DDT KOD Openweight champion, former BJW Deathmatch Heavyweight champion, and Big Japan World Strong Heavyweight champion. This guy rules.
All right.
And him and Desperado are teaming up. Just give him the win right now.
Well,
why not?
Tournament kicks off on November 20th, runs through December 15th. I feel like that's a little bit longer than the junior one, which seemed to be over the course of about 7 days. So winner of each block faces the runner-up of the other block to advance to the finals, and that's that. You know, I got to say before we go to the break.
No, you don't.
I understand being fans of each company and everything like that, but... you know, this Lenny fella here, he's like the most diehard AEW fan there is.
From Of Mice and Men?
He might actually be. When you write, WWE is not hot, stop it. I'm afraid that you've just got no credibility in any of your arguments. I mean, it's okay to not like them, but the idea that they're not hot right now is... I don't even know what to say. We'll be back in a moment. Tom's going to run down NXT, our favorite show. Observer Live
right now.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All righty. Let's get going here on the NXT Television Report. Tom, the floor is yours.
All right. NXT from last night from the same place as always. The show opened with Fatal Influence facing the team of the Cullings, NXT Women's Champion Tatum Paxley, and Izzy Dame, along with their partner for the evening, Lola Vice. This was set up last week when Tatum was defending the title against Lola Vice by virtue of a wheel turn and spin. And then Fatal Influence took offense to this, came out, beat everybody up, and we have this match here tonight. The heels got the heat on Lola, who I thought looked great during the opening of the match, kicking, locking submissions on all of Fatal Influence. I thought Fallon Henley looked especially great here as well. At one point during the, it was actually during Tatum's comeback, she did the best Connie Basami flying scissor leg takedown.
That actually was pinfall. Awesome.
Yeah, maybe the best one I've ever seen, to be fair. No exaggeration there. No hyperbole. Was that good. Tatum got the hot tag. She also looked phenomenal. Izzy played the straight man of the team and of the Three Stooges on the babyface side. She tried to calm Tatum and Lola for being too over the top during the match. And the finish was wild as every woman hit big moves, the waterfall sequence, as we call it in the business. But it ended up much like the end of JC and Tatum's title match from Prescott Valley, Arizona, as Izzy and Tatum were kind of crossed up. JC hit the rolling encore. It nailed Izzy, and this time she picked up the win for her team.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I hated this match, because that would be a lie. And I thought everybody executed everything. Like, there were no issues with the execution of any of this. But this was one of those matches that felt like six women went to the Performance Center, practiced a match move for move, and then went out there and like did it twice as fast as they needed to. I mean, I swear to God, when you mentioned the scissor takedown, I'm glad you did, because I can't remember a single thing that happened in this match. It was just a freaking blur of spot finish.
Lola Vice did a great counter to a hip toss into an arm bar.
That was nice. I remember that.
Tatum Paxley did some bizarre suplex that would look like it was 10 times better than her actual finisher. And that's all I remember.
Yeah, so this was, it existed. Like, the fans loved it. It was like, I guess, as Michael Cole would say, it was fun to watch. But, like, there was nothing meaningful in the match whatsoever.
You know what? It was fun to watch.
I can't even remember who won. Who won? Oh, yeah, JC hit Izzy and pinned her.
Yeah, and not sure if it's just this week, but it seemed like Lola has replaced Taya Valkyrie as Tatum's outside of the culling friend for Izzy to be jealous over. And maybe rightfully so, because Lola and Tatum kind of walked off together nonchalantly and looked like it left Izzy in the ring after the loss. So backstage, the Americanos were upset that they had to change the normal NXT locker room when Josh Briggs came in, badmouthed El Grande, said, look, you might be able to beat Jasper Troy next week, but I'll take you out no time limit. Comprende? And El Grande laughed at him. Said this gringo, made fun of him in Spanish, told Bravo and Rayo that tonight this guy will be his in Spanish. So the gringo did not understand. This was awesome.
I was watching this, and at first I was just like, we got three heels facing off against another heel. Like, but then, as it turns out, Los Americanos are all baby faces.
Yeah.
I think they're heels on Raw, but I guess because they're main roster guys and they're entertaining. And Los Americanos, they're also like baby faces in AAA. I mean, they're heels.
Are they supposed to be?
No, but like everybody loves them. So, yeah.
Yeah, everybody loves them, even the announcers.
So they're baby faces in NXT. And it all worked out because they were baby faces.
Yeah. Kalani Jordan walked up to the Ren QCC backstage, which now consists of, and I am 100% for this, it is now Ren Sinclair, Carmen Petrovic, Tyra Mae Steele, and Kendall Gray. That's awesome. We've reached a point where we now have more female shooters on the roster than males.
Yeah.
Lola Vice as well, although she's not in there. So we had Kalani making fun of them. She said, watch the monitor. Watch what I have to say. She went to the ring, badmouthed everybody. She had some pretty good heat at first, but
it went on too long.
Well, no. The other thing is she paid zero attention to the crowd. She just barreled on through her interview, looking at the camera, talking about them, but not interacting with them at all. They were booing her vociferously at the beginning, and then it turned into apathy at the end. And I think it was mostly because of the way that she did not interact with them. She didn't look at them. She didn't say anything. She stared at the camera, and I'm sure that's what she was told to do. But to me, it was ineffective.
Well, I thought that for a very first heel promo, I thought her delivery was good. Like, she did a good heel delivery. But it just went on and on and on. It was the usual because of you fans speech. But like you said, she didn't actually react to the fans at all. It was like she just rehearsed this for... It's just like one of the matches, like the first match we saw. Rehearse it for a week. Go out there and do it on television. This is how much time you have, so make sure you know, practice it in this amount of... And it just... It didn't feel organic in any way. It's still much better, as we'll get to in her match. She's miles better as a heel than she was as a babyface. And I will give her a pass for this first promo because it was the first one. But she definitely... I mean, she's got a ways to go as a heel. That's what developmental is for, so...
I mean, I don't think she really has, like, that far to go if she just would have interacted with the crowd.
Well, you know, she needs, I mean, that in her matches and also in her... in her promos to be ready for the main roster.
El Grande, she's going to be a star, so whatever. El Grande Americano defeated Josh Briggs. I thoroughly enjoyed this contest. El Grande was way over. The crowd hated Briggs. Jasper Troy showed up at the crowd, clanking his chain, letting his chain hang low as Americano had things in control. This allowed Briggs to fist him as he jumped off the ropes. And then he beat him down. Eventually, Americano made a comeback.
Can we talk about Booker T? You can't talk about this match without Booker T. This guy was out of his mind.
He was.
First, he's all into, like, the Los Americanos. The fans start singing the Ole song. Booker T starts singing the Ole song on the air. He's dying as he's doing it. Vic has to mute his own mic. Then this guy starts talking about how El Grande is like Pancho Villa, a legend. And the fans are chanting. So he's all into El Grande. And then there's a spot where Los Americanos try to interfere.
They jump up on the apron.
And Booker starts going crazy. He's like, what is this referee doing? Why is this not a deal? And he's like ranting. And then all of a sudden he realizes, wait, I like these guys. And so then he starts to backtrack. I just want a clean finish. And I'm like, oh, my God, this guy. Like, yep. This whole show, he was out of his mind.
But you know what was worse is Booker T goes, yeah, he wants a clean finish. And Vic goes, what do you mean? There was no interference. They didn't do anything. Vic, they jumped up on the apron right in front of your freaking eyes. Don't tell me they didn't do anything. You can't run, like, you can't jump up onto part of the field in a baseball game and start waving your hands and doing all this crap.
Hold on a second.
That's interference.
Hold on.
No.
Stop it. Listen, in real life, you're correct. But the stupid rule in wrestling is that if you don't touch somebody, it doesn't count. You can be in the ring as long as you don't touch somebody.
That is not the rule.
Now,
the
hold
rule
on.
Is that they don't enforce the
hold
rule.
Hold on.
That's the issue. That
hold
is
on.
Not the rule.
That hold on. With all of that said, later on in the show, a man grabbed another man and yanked him out of the ring in front of the referee. Yeah. That was also not a DQ. Brother. What is with these referees?
We're not going to finish. They never get it. These referees, they don't.
We're not going to finish this report because I'm about to go off here. You see what happened last week?
We never criticize these
refs.
You
see what happened last week when I was accused of just picking on Ava, and now we never said anything about the referees or anything like that? On the very show where you went on and on about how much this referee sucked, now we got another referee that sucks. This referee, let me tell you something. You know who sucked on this show? Not Ava. The referees. Ava actually had a good show, ironically. Not only did she have a good show and a good performance, she had brackets for her tournament. The only GM that can have brackets at the beginning of a show. Ava, of all people. And meanwhile, these referees suck.
Ava put her foot down. She said, I am not going to take this from Brian Alvarez anymore. You're not going to call me a netbo baby who does nothing. I am making every damn decision on this show, whether you people like it or not, and it's going to be for the good of the show.
Hey, listen.
She was awesome.
I'm not going to say any of this is because of us, but let me tell you something. Ava was miles better on this show. They're finally doing something with Javon. I don't think it's like that we changed it, but I kind of feel like Here's what I think. All right? I once went to a WWE show in like 2002 or 2003. Okay? Buddy was working the show. He snuck me into the back as his brother. I wore like a baseball hat and glasses and like a mustache. And like I was backstage for this show. Okay? This was during a period where WWE absolutely sucked. The TV sucked. Everybody complained about it all the time. I went back there for the entire show. I ate in catering, like hung out, watched everything. And like from the backstage area, it felt like the hottest promotion on earth. It just felt awesome. And I realized the problem with a lot of these shows is the people that produce the shows don't actually go home and then watch the show. They put the show together. They send people out. The fans are going wild. They hear the people. They see the people freaking out before and after the show, trying to meet the wrestlers. It feels like it's hot. They don't actually watch the show. I like to think that when we talk about how much this sucks, sometimes they go, you know what, maybe we should watch this show. And they realize, golly, we have just absolutely destroyed Javon Evans for the last 18 months. We haven't done jack with this guy. Oh, Ava's character, it is an idiot when you watch it on television. Maybe we should make a change. Because this show, they actually, Ava was competent on this show. Now, the referees, absolutely incompetent. And Javon, they had a House of Torture match with Javon. We don't need to get into it. But this guy goes out there with Saquon. And first, it's like an NXT match. It's like, you know, great match, whatever, with these two guys. And then it becomes like an AEW match where, like, every time Javon starts to make a comeback, he gets cut off. Starts to make a cut off. Over and over and over again. Goes on for like 20 minutes. And then finally becomes a House of Torture match. All these guys. Oh, they yanked the guy out of the ring right in front of the referee. Like, surprised some guy didn't spit whiskey in the other guy's face or whatever. Then, Javon single-handedly takes out every one of these geeks one at a time.
All he did was move.
Yeah, move out of the way of this dork. Butt guy runs into this thing. This other idiot runs into the thing. Goes in the move, hits his move and wins and leaves a victor. I was like, that's how you do it. What took so long? God! That's the NXT review, everybody. Sorry. Brian and Vinny show tomorrow. 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern, live, 45 minutes talking AEW and 45 minutes talking NXT. Till then, we'll be back in a moment. Observer Live.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Kelly Kincaid. She's the one that accused me of picking on Ava and never saying anything about the referees. Everyone in NXT and AEW and Raw and SmackDown and Impact, they're all targets.
No one's safe.
You should hear what Vinny has to say about Vic. Jiminy Christmas. Anything, I'm tough. Vinny does not like Vic Joseph.
Who said you were tough?
How dare you? Tougher than Wang. Now listen, it is Wednesday, and we don't have an After Dark. We're going to do a replay today of last week's show, which was awesome, by the way. If you missed last week's After Dark, check it out. Excellent show. But I will be back with a new live show next week with a very special guest talking more about hauntings in my own neck of the woods here in Seattle. So that's going to be a lot of fun next week. But I will also be back tonight for subscribers, Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer. We'll be talking AEW, NXT, all of the news. I'll be back tomorrow for Observer Live, maybe solo. We'll find out who wants to help out, if anybody. And then Friday will be Fun Friday with old Lance Storm. So that's going to be the plan. And what do you got coming up, Tom? Nothing?
Actually, I do. I will be in Charleston, South Carolina in a few weeks for the MLW Times Don Gato show.
Wow.
Going down. And then on November 20th, that'll take place. And then just 2 days later, Brian, you and I will be at Relentless Pro Wrestling in Spokane, Washington.
Yes, we will. Relentless Pro in Spokane, Washington. We'll talk about this more on our next show. But you should go, everybody. Get your tickets. It's going to be a big show, and Tom and I are going to be there. It's going to be awesome. Back in a moment.
No, we won't.
As in, I'm talking a long moment. Astronomical time for Wrestling Observer Radio tonight. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.